Hi, this is Sherelle Quaker in Schenectady. I'm 62, and the amount of competition that is now out there in the workplace is not because there's more competition, it's because there's more people. We are overpopulating the planet. And increased competition for work, increased competition for water and land are all going to be new additions to our lives in the 21st century, along with climate change.
Bob Cohen, Greenwich, New York. Kudos to Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Research Group about the fact that this global warming is not something about tomorrow. It's right now. And if we don't do something soon, it's going to be too late. And the fact that you don't hear any local politicians saying anything about it, and Governor Cuomo is still sitting on the fence waiting for the elections to be over to decide whether we're going to do more damage to this fragile planet through the means of hydraulic fracturing. There is no planet B, as they say, only the one we got. And we screw this one up and we're out of luck.
Hi, this is Jim Canavan from North Adams. I just wanted to compliment you and thank you for allowing Paul Tuttle to cover Mia Menino's funeral in Boston. For those of us who are transplanted Bostonians to Western Massachusetts, we really appreciate WAMC's coverage of Mayor's funeral. Thanks.
My name's Margaret Heumann. I'm in New Paltz. I just heard on the radio Howie Hawkins described as independent twice. He was described as Green Party in the middle, but to say that this is independent is disrespectful to what I believe now is the third party in New York State.
I recently heard Kristen Gillibrand refer to Harry Reid as a great leader who understands the needs of his constituents. Are you serious? Reid's unprecedented obstructionism is brutish and untraditional, and it's arrogant. His control over the amendments process in the Senate has just been outrageous. He's even held up her own sexual assault amendment. The guy is delirious. He actually believes he's been generous with the amendments process, when since July of last year, Reid has allowed Republicans only four amendments. He's held up legislation to protect the president from his unpopular positions, such as the Keystone Pipeline and the medical device tax repeal. Really, Kristen,